This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Man, I gotta tell you, that 7-minute report by Greg Reese that he and I worked on is so critical. I mean, I won't steer you wrong, folks. That's coming on like a freight train. Better said to every governor, every legislature you know, every talk show you know, because let me tell you, all you people wanting a war, you're about to get one. I don't want one. Jay Dyer, you're about to take over this hour ahead of Owen Shore in the war room. Hopefully you're going to go on with him and go on in the morning if you're here in town with Harrison Smith and his popular weekday morning program, American Journal. But what are you about to be covering here in the next hour?
Well, I was just thinking about the report that you were talking about regarding OKC, and it reminded me of that event when that event happened. You know, I think you covered it at the time. There was a news report that came out. It was a local news story about the governor's, I think, brother had written a book that had
The Knights of the Secret Circle.
Knights of the Secret Circle, and it had
with Tom McVeigh.
Tom McVeigh had done this terror event.
This is lesser magic. They got to exactly. Explain that to people. They got to tell you.
So
I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
No, it's like a form of, it's similar to psychological warfare where you gaslight and you tell people ahead of time. But what it does is it sort of disarms you, right? It's a spell. Like it, now that you've been told what's going to happen in the fiction, in the movies, and whatever, when it happens.
They believe it makes it go well because they already said it.
Right. Yeah, it's part of the spell, right?
It's a dress rehearsal.
It is, and you have people actually in psychological warfare that write on how to do that. Michael Aquino has a whole book on using Black Magic Principles in Psychological Warfare. He wrote an essay, Mind War, Psy War. You covered that many years ago. And that's what you get with the fiction kind of prepping and programming us for that stuff. But it was so obvious, too, that, you know, McVeigh was a person who was sheep-dipped, right? He had this cover of being military. He was actually brought into some program, probably mind control. I think Dr. Jolyon West had
some. It was Delta Force.
Yeah.
They use that as a feeder into mind control. Yeah.
And wasn't there Dr. Jolyon West?
The deputy of MKUltra, yeah.
Yeah, who also was related to Manson, right? He had a connection to Manson and a lot of these mind control lunatics. And so that was an obvious operation to sort of take the thunder out of the conservative movement of that time. It was pretty transparent. But, Oklahoma City, that was the model, I think, for what types of things we'll see in the future. Gladio is another model to look at for how to do these kinds of big events to, you know, paint the enemy as the people who are actually the patriots.
So what are you going to cover in the next hour?
I thought we'd talk a little bit about Hollywood, and then we'd talk about Tragedy Hope itself, right? Because I haven't, on your show, talked about the master tome, Quigley himself.
Bill Clinton's main advisor.
Exactly. And kind of, because this is what we're seeing, right? We're seeing, if you want to know their system, from their words, this is the key text right here.
All right. I'm going to punch you out of here. I haven't had a five-year checkup. I haven't had a checkup in 5 years. I'm going to doctor checkup today. I'm going to come back. I'll do a bunch of reports tonight, folks. But separately, we have winter sun vitamin D3 back in stock, a limited supply. We can't get the bottles and the caps. So we got like one-third of our order. This is how we fund ourselves. It's very frustrating, but it is back in stock. It's great for your immune system, great for your body, 25% off. You can get it 40% off with Ultra 12. It's a very high-quality vitamin B12, also taken sublingually under the tongue, or get it by itself at 50% off. That's how we fund ourselves. Winter Sun, InfoWarsStore.com. That's how I've got the great Greg Reese researcher that moved here from Hawaii. He did a great job of the report you just saw. That's how I have all this crew, all this infrastructure, all these things is you. You built this. You did it. It's amazing. So, DNA Force Plus, so good for your body. The flagship product with the CoQ10, the PQQ, and so much more. 25% off, selling out. We have it all. X2, X3, the pure iodines. Those are at InfoWarsStore.com. Rainforest, a bunch of other stuff sold out. We have our liquid turmeric concentrate still available, about to sell out as well. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we also have the new Trader Joe's t-shirt with the four countries Joe Biden's publicly sold us out to: China, Russia, Ukraine, Iran. That shirt is back in stock. The first batch sold out very quickly. So I want to thank you all for your support. Sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off on the next order. Cancel for free anytime. All right, we're going to air this short Paul Joseph Watson report, Why They Hate Tom Brady, who I love not wearing that mask. That's coming up for a few minutes in the next segment. Then Jay Dyer takes over right here in the Crow's Nest. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, back in stock for a limited time.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of this.
As Tom Brady confirmed his status as the greatest of all time by winning a 7th Super Bowl, leftists had a collective meltdown over the fact that he wasn't wearing a mask.
Considering everything happening in that stadium, I doubt this actually matters, but a dude as famous as Tom Brady should just do the right thing and wear a mask. I think I have to turn off this game. Imagine me angry.
Imagine being so pathetic that the mere sight of someone not muzzling themselves makes you shout furiously at the television. Kamala Harris's niece demanded to know, what's Tom doing without a damn mask? Recall that lefties continually insist that wearing a mask is not political, while trying to make it political at every available opportunity. Like this woman who blamed it on Brady's previous support for Trump. Brady was also branded racist for being victorious over a black quarterback during Black History Month. Yeah, really.
Tom Brady winning during Black History Month is so racist.
Ain't no way Tom Brady winning 7 Super Bowls during Black History Month ain't racist.
Really, Tom Brady? During Black History Month?
There were literally hundreds, if not thousands, of these tweets. This followed the publication of a USA Today op-ed last week in which Nancy Armour expressed her fury at Brady for not apologizing
for his white privilege.
The woke mob hate Brady because he's one of a rare and dying breed. An authentic human being who hasn't had to compromise his dignity by caving to ideological bullies in order to achieve success. The fact that they couldn't intimidate him into renouncing Trump or groveling to BLM drives them mad. They see Brady merely remaining silent and not commenting on politics or culture as a dangerous act of defiance.
Total compliance is mandatory.
How dare someone in a high-profile position not amplify our divisive, demented extremist views? We've terrified everyone else into doing it. We've weaponized cancel culture to ruin people's careers if they refuse to be cowed by us. But it's just not working on Tom Brady. Yeah, well, sit down, losers, because he's got 7 Super Bowls and all you've got is a bit of dopamine for your cringe, whiny tweets. As Dave Blount writes, the left-wing piranhas comprising the media would love for Brady to denounce his friend so they could revel in his submission and humiliation. They wouldn't mind for him to defend Trump so they could feature Brady for the 2 minutes hate. But just keeping his mouth shut on the grounds that athletes should not have to justify their political views to ideological bullies is not acceptable. So USA Today attacks in the most vicious way liberals can conceive of, by denouncing him for being Caucasian. Brady also serves as a mirror to Colin Kaepernick, a total failure propped up by millions in corporate Nike sponsorship money, a company that literally lobbies against legislation to ban slave labor. So woke. Brady represents everything the system despises. Christian, dignified, morally upstanding, incorruptible. He's like holding up a cross to a vampire. He's a throwback, a hero, like they used to make them. A positive role model in a society full of manufactured fakes and inauthentic sellouts. So congratulations, Tom Brady, the greatest of all time. And sit down, haters. Remember, if a system and a culture as insipidly evil as ours hates you, chances are you're one of the good guys.
Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, jaysanalysis.com. And, you know, if you were paying attention to the crypto sphere today, wow, what an amazing event with a lot of speculation over Elon Musk being into crypto for a long time. But was he actually? Well, it was kind of unclear. And then the last few weeks, if you followed this, you've noticed that he's tweeted a lot about Doge. He put Bitcoin in his bio on Twitter. 45 million people seeing him with that in his bio. And then it comes out early today. Bitcoin explodes to all-time high after Tesla buys $1.5 billion. And we saw that jump up about $6,000 this morning per Bitcoin. And Dogecoin also going up as well. Now, I was a skeptic for a long time about crypto. And then in about 2016, 2017, it was actually Max Kaiser on with Alex, right, who had been on since 2011 talking about, Alex, that's Bitcoin. Okay? Alex. And I listened, right? I finally got into it, and great decision. I would recommend it. And I think one of the misunderstandings about Bitcoin is the idea that it doesn't exist, it doesn't have anything that's hard, so to speak. But if you think about the way that, you know, banking works, right? E-banking, right? Your money right now is already, in a sense, electronic, right? So you're already doing electronic banking when you're using the app for your personal bank on your phone. And really, Bitcoin is not a whole lot different from that, except that it's more like gold. It's like having a private, you know, electronic version of gold. It's gold 2.0. It's literally the hardest asset the world has ever known because it's impossible to fiat run up Bitcoin. 21 million Bitcoin is all that will ever exist. 4 million or so have been lost. And so that's why people are figuring out with the last year of inflation, with the money printing, with the coronavirus stuff that we saw in the last year, right? The dollar, the purchasing power of the dollar is down something like 10-20%, right? And with Biden now, we can only expect more of that level of inflation. And so you're going to lose even more. So a lot of really wealthy people, a lot of rich dudes are like, how can I protect my money from losing its value? If you've got billions of dollars, that's billions lost, right? So that's why the rich guys are into this. CEO Michael Saylor, for example, you know, famous in the last few months because he put billions into Bitcoin as a reserve asset, right, to store up reserve against inflation. And I think that they, you know, talking to Elon about this, and it looks like he's been convinced, right? And he probably was for a long time. But that's the advantage here, right, is the protection against inflation. And so when I saw that we were going to get this with Biden, when I saw that we were going to get more quantitative easing, more money printing, more bailouts, trillions of dollars, trillions and trillions of bailouts, right? Just think back to the 2008 economic crisis, right? Bailouts, bail out all the banks, bail out Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, all this stuff. That's theft, right? Inflation is slow motion theft from all of us, from everybody. And even though there is volatility in Bitcoin, that's one of the things that it is intended in the long term, right, to protect against. So 5-10 years, we'll see a lot less volatility when it reaches these higher levels, probably 65, according to Kaiser, at the end of the year. You follow the stock to flow chart, which has been supremely accurate in the last several years. The stock to flow model shows Bitcoin at about 100,000, I think, by the end of this year. And then when we get the next halving, right, in 2025, around that time, where it's projected to be up in the hundreds of thousands, right? So no guarantees here. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just going by the last several years of research into crypto that I've done. And really, again, there's a lot of crypto. It's a lot to learn. I'm not trying to tell you which ones to get, but there are a lot of advantages to the stable Bitcoin, right? The name of Bitcoin, right? And I think it's a good bet for the next several years, especially. So no surprise there, but amazing to see that. One thing I thought maybe we'd talk about since I'm stepping in here is where we're going and where we've come from. You followed a lot of the talks that I've done or the fourth hours that I've hosted. You know, we've talked a lot about the writings of the elite themselves. And a lot, I was just at a conference here in Texas this weekend, philosophy conference, and people were saying, and I've seen you on Alex's show. I've seen you do these talks. I've seen some of this stuff, but I can't understand why they would talk about what they do openly. Why would they put this in their books? This seems to be the common refrain from people as to, like, why they can't believe that this is going on. I just can't believe that they would put it in a book. So the question isn't really, is there evidence and proof? It's people's inability to accept that there's evidence and proof, right? Now, a lot of the people at this conference, for example, it was a religiously focused conference, were a couple of years ago very skeptical, right? They knew about the stuff I talked about. They said, well, this is kind of out there. This is crazy. Now they know it's real. And I had people coming up to me saying, man, I saw Klaus. I saw what he said. So I guess you were right, but I still can't understand how it is they would write it in their book. So that's what I want to look at here. When we come back from this break, we're going to look at Tragedy and Hope. Professor Dr. Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, archivist of the CFR, historian of the CFR. We're going to look at his overview. We're going to overview this massive 1,200, 1,300-page book and talk about why this book's so important and how it tells us everything that's going on. I'm Jay Dyer, the guest host of The Alex Jones Show. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, J-Dar, J's Analysis. And wow, it's been a wild, fast pace thing going down here in the InfoWars studios. But I wanted to talk about Tragedy and Hope because, you know, we've covered a lot of the global elite techs, kind of like in the sense that I'm doing your homework for you, right? Somebody was asking this weekend, what do you do? And I was like, I do people's homework. They're like, what? Yes. You know, there's a test and I'm the nerd that's going to do your homework for you. So let me, it's multiple choice, so you better get the right answer, right? So let's talk about this big fat book that probably nobody's ever going to read because it's really boring. It's not a fun read. I remember I fell asleep a lot of time when I was reading this book, like it fell over my lap. So it's a great sleep aid. But what is this book about? It's about the tragedy of the 20th century, which is the two world wars, and the third world war being the Cold War. And the hope, which is the idea of spreading liberal democracy to the rest of the world, whether you want it or not. you will be liberal or we will blow you up, right? In the sense of the worst sense of the word, right? Leftism is ultimately what we get with this. And so he begins the book by talking about the Enlightenment period, the world order that was created out of the Renaissance and Enlightenment, and how the process and logic of revolution necessitated that there would be an end to anything traditional. So you get the end of the Russian Empire, and you get the end of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, and these are the two, quote, traditional powers from the vantage point of kind of the last 2,000 years of, you know, Christendom, Christianity. From the global elite perspective, that needs to go away. And so, more or less, Quigley says, and I'm not exaggerating, but he says that The two world wars are engineered by the international banking power to get rid of these two powers. And by the way, that's not unique to Quigley. A lot of people have that analysis, right? Friedman at Stratfor, he has a famous analysis where he talks about the fact that that was really what the 20th century was about, was getting rid of the two things that stood in the way to the Anglo-American establishment's expansion, basically, of the liberal imperium to the rest of the world. And that liberal imperium doesn't mean classical liberalism. In fact, there's at the beginning of the book, there's a section where Quigley talks about how we moved away from classical liberalism and into what he calls financial capitalism and monopoly capitalism, right? And so that what that means is just that we got away from this idea of freedom and we moved into something that's more extreme where ultimately it ends in technocracy. And the way that we got the technocracy, according to Quigley, was not just the world wars themselves and the chaos and the death, the destruction and reconstruction of the nations, but rather the Depression. The Depression played a key role in economic integration, as well as not just getting America into massive debt that was engineered, right? This boom, bust, bubble, pop cycle. Quigley says is a game that the banking, that the power elite actually know how to engineer. So there, it's not all this just organic thing. Well, we just happen to be in the market of, you know, a boom cycle of the market. Oh, it just happens to bust. He actually describes in this chapter an amazing pattern of almost like decades of the elite pushing for centralization of wealth. Centralization in a private Federal Reserve, and then a kind of move away from that to privatization and free markets. And they'll do this back and forth step so that what they're actually doing is taking an entire decade's worth of people's energy, and that's what money represents, right? Is the it's a representation of human energy and the storage of energy, right? And just siphoning that off to the banking elite. That's literally what he says, right? So you might have a period under FDR where it's like promotion of communism. Oh, the state's going to give you, you know, public works jobs. Oh, we're going to have TVA. Oh, we're going to have Manhattan Project. Oh, it's going to put everybody to work, right? A chicken in every pot, this kind of a thing, which is a scam because what's happening is that, as he admits, the entire FDR period was actually just getting the U.S. further in debt to the banking elite. So it wasn't actually paying anything off. The money was just actually going to the banking elite that we already owed in debt. So debt is the key. Debt slavery is the key to the entire system, not just the U.S. and the Great Depression, but the entire world banking system. And when you do that, when you run up this gigantic fiat system to move it away from the gold standard, that's why the 70s shock doctrine was so important, moving away from any kind of standard, allowed there to be these gigantic, massive debt bubbles, which are by design. And that's the key point that Quigley admits. Even though he's not an economist, he's admitting this about the way that the elite worked the system. And it's, again, you know, the U.S. economy is obviously the biggest, so it's not just the U.S. economy. But now I think what we're seeing with Klaus and, you know, Davos, World Economic Forum, this is moving to a global scale where they're going to do this on the whole picture, right? The whole world is going to be involved in this big, gigantic restructuring program. By the way, I do think that just my personal opinion, not advice to you, but I think Bitcoin is a good hedge against that kind of a collapse. Gold is great too. Gold and silver are also good hedges against that kind of stuff. But point being here is just that it's a two-step back and forth, right, where you get this FDR model of collectivization of wealth. And then after a while, Quigley says, then they'll kind of push back towards privatization, right, so that what's collectivized now, the next generation, their wealth can be stolen, right? That's why the wars were so beneficial in putting entire generations and future generations into debt. So now your children, your grandchildren are born into debt slavery. That's the whole point of this. It's not even so much about the wars. I mean, the wars matter, but the wars are not an ends in themselves. They're the ends to this goal of international debt. And again, as you know, it even goes worse than that. It goes deeper and darker than that because it's not just about debt and economics. It's also about control. Control beyond just the economic sphere. Control of the whole paradigm of life. The whole biosphere. Literally, the whole biosphere. So the next section I want to talk about in Quigley is when he moves to talk about, this is an overlooked chapter, right? This overlooked chapter about rationalization and science. And this is about technocracy. Now, this book is mainly known for the later chapter where he talks about the elite in America funding socialist leftist causes, right? The power elite, the wealthiest families in the U.S., why would they be funding these left social? Doesn't make any sense, right? Communists are against the rich, right? Why would they fund those kinds of movements? And that's, again, we'll look at it in a minute, but that's the most famous chapter in this book that everybody knows it for. But there's a more important chapter, I would argue, in the middle, which is this rationalization and science chapter, because that is Quigley back in the 60s saying that the plan is to have a technocracy, the quantification of everything, all of life, including life itself, quantified into moral calculus to decide on the basis of AI and algorithms who lives and who dies, who has a right to live, how many people should live, how many people there should be. George Guidestones, right? 500 million? More, probably less than that in the, right, in the real plans. And so rationalization of science is not so much science, but scientism, right? The religion of science that H.G. Wells talked about in his books. And so what this means is total control from womb to tomb. This is Jay Dyer. This is the Alex Jones Show. When we get back, we'll look at more of what Quigley's talking about here. Why is this so important? But don't go anywhere. Stay where you are.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. the enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Can we sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it? And we should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Vitality or some brain force or something. I found Primal Youth, which sounds like a 90s alternative band, right? Primal Scream and Sonic Youth. There's Primal Youth. No, I need to snort some pumpkin pops, if there's any, just so I have enough energy. But we were talking about Quigley. We were talking about rationalization and science, this chapter about the coming technocracy, where he literally says there's going to be smart cities, AI-controlled cities, where everything that you do will be tracked and traced, and you'll actually just be bossed around, right? You're going to be told what to do by the robots. And he literally says this back in the 60s. That's what's so amazing about this book, is that this is just one of the many, many examples where we know that they're telling us ahead of time what they're going to do. And the next most important point in this book is when he talks about not just where we're going, but the plan that they had with the left. And, you know, if you know about the Reese Committee, that lines up perfectly with what Quigley's talking about. And remember, Quigley is an apologist for the establishment, right? This is not an expose book. This is a book from the establishment. He's the archivist, historian for the CFR. This is not like, oh, let me get the word out. Let's tell the people what's going on. This is a, look, we know what's best for you. We're going to force liberalism down your throat. And you, whether you like it or not, you're going to be liberal. If you don't, then you're going to die. And so he goes on to talk about the forces, namely the NGOs, think tanks, private foundations, tax-free foundations that pushed so much leftism and liberalism. Right? In this chapter, it's called the it's talking about nuclear rivalry, but it's not about nukes or anything like that. It's actually about the roundtable groups, the big name foundations, the big name families that put so much money into the media. Right? This was one of their key goals, was to fund left media and then fund left education to make sure that the university was just packed with all these insane leftists, right, to brainwash the coming generations into this leftist model. And the leftist model, of course, is illogical, irrational, just emotion-based, right? This is why the people are so malleable and so programmable, is because it's an anti-logical position, right? Don't teach people the three R's, right? Don't teach them classical educational models and pedagogy. Rather, teach them to be socialized. And this actually comes up with the founders of American Public Education, who were funded by these big tax-free foundations, right? Not just Charlotte Iserbeth's book, but also you can go back to Horace Mann, John Dewey, the founders of American Public Education. And they literally say that the purpose of public education is not to educate, but to socialize, to make creatures, beings, silly putty, right, Gumby people who are basically just able to be socialized. That's the whole purpose of American education back to its founding, the public system, I'm saying here, right? Because for a while there was actually some remnant of, like, real education and what was really going on in the private schools and the Ivy League schools. And now the Ivy League schools are just totally, like I saw a article a couple of years ago talking about how almost all the graduates from Harvard totally accept climate change without question. Every global plan, right, is just regurgitated, right? But I think maybe even, like, you know, 30, 40 years ago, at least the elite, you know, Ivy League people would have had some knowledge, right? I mean, this is the Ivy League stuff, right? They would have probably known about Trojan Hope because that's who this book was written for, right? This book was given to CIA section chiefs in the Cold War because some of them probably said, why are we aiding and funding communists? Why are we giving these socialists and leftists so much aid when that's who we're supposed to be against, right? And that's what Quigley is explaining, especially in this chapter. That's what the chapter is about, is giving money to all of these leftist causes, education, media, right? And it got so popular, this idea, that they had a committee. Right? This I'm saying that it became known that the Reese Committee went and investigated this, and lo and behold, what do you know? Yes, right? They are funding all of these left institutions and left media outlets. And, of course, it was all, again, as we said, Rockefeller stuff, all the Rockefeller entities. And they were allied with the British elite. Right? Here's a whole chapter where he talks, this whole section talks about Harvard, Rockefeller Institute, John D. Rockefeller, Rockefeller Education, and the Milner Roundtable Groups from England, Royal Institute for International Affairs. He goes on to talk about, ironically, the John Birch Society. Now, why would Quigley talk about the John Birch Society? Because presumably John Birch Society, right, is something that Quigley thinks is, like, you know, his enemy, right? But what he actually says is that the John Birch Society was hitting on the thing that his book is about, but they didn't exactly know how to frame it. They didn't have that CFR big picture perspective yet, but they were basically hitting on kind of outer edges of what was really going on. And they figured out that, wait a minute, really rich people are funding all of this leftism, socialism, communism. Why? Why are they doing that? And Quigley kind of makes fun of them. He says, ha, 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 the radical right, they're a bunch of idiots, ha, ha, ha. They didn't figure out that it was really us all along. We did it, and it was our plan. And they still got caught up in the Cold War dialectic, right? That's what Quigley says was the main problem, was thinking of this in terms of, oh, it's, you know, America versus Moscow. When just like with Mao, right, if you read Professor Anthony Sutton, you know, Stalin wouldn't have had what he had without the West aiding him, right? If I recall, the Gorky automobile plant was actually put there by Ford, right? So the West, not just, it didn't just help build up Bolsheviks and help put them in power. They didn't just help with, you know, the fascists, with Mussolini, with Hitler. They also literally helped Stalin. Now, that gets a little more nuanced, but suffice to say that I think at the top, the tip top, the Cold War was a big-scale dialectic, right, which some have characterized as the Third World War, right, a Cold War. Now, that Harvard socialism, as he titles it here, is what Quigley will go on to call the Third Way. And it's important because Clinton, Tony Blair, they were taught, they were inducted into and indoctrinated into this type of convergent system. So what you're seeing now, what's coming into play now, which is just a continuation of the model from, right, you got Clinton and this moves into the era of Obama. And now we're into the third, what, Obama administration with Biden, right? That is this same model. This is the model that the Democratic Party uses right here. Yes, exactly. Now, they don't call it third way because they don't really care about, like, that old 90s terminology. It doesn't really matter anymore. Now it's just this full-on great reset, right, which is an intention towards austerity, basically, right? And that's why we had so much of a promotion of the notion of tiny houses, tiny living. You don't need anything, right? Klaus says that you'll owe nothing and you'll be happy. The circular economy, right? How many TED Talks have we seen, right, with the circular economy, right? You will own nothing. You'll be happy. You will rent everything. Amazon will just come from drones, right, like delivered to your doorstep. The U.S. will lose its superpower status. It will be integrated into, right, this world federation that a handful of countries, namely China, will dominate. There will be, you know, printed organs. I don't know why they threw that one in there. Like, it's not like you're going to get printed organs, you know, delivered to your house. But veganism, this is another important thing, is the control of food. Veganism, right? Veganism is crucial to this because diet, the elite say across the board, is what has to be controlled. And diet is a big part of how they undermine and attack us, which is why you want to look to, right, InfoWarsStore.com for supplements that help sort of guard against, right, this kind of stuff. Eat the bugs. You will eat the bugs, right? The mealworms, the bugs, and even the feces. I'm not joking. There's actual plans to take feces and turn that into sustenance, right? This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, jaysanalysis.com. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can't. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions, equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states and MLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. Hosting this fourth hour. And, I'll be in town for a book signing for my two books. And I want to talk a little bit about Hollywood, because I think the first time I was on with Alex, we went into this somewhat, but we didn't get too deep. I just want to do an overview of kind of what Hollywood does and how they program us and how they've done this for so long, because fiction is very crucial, right? Fiction is the key way that you speak to the masses, even more so than, the news, right? The news cycle is kind of boring. It's really not what most people are going to be keyed into, but you can speak directly to the subconscious, right, through fiction. You can manipulate the archetypes that we perceive in fiction and in stories through either tearing them down and destroying them, right? So we've seen, for example, the male patriarchal archetype, right, has really been destroyed, really been taken out, especially in the last 10, 20, 30 years through Hollywood. And, of course, as I was sitting here in the studio, I keep seeing the sort of Kubrick-themed stuff, right? So the eye in the InfoWars is Kubrick and is HAL 9000. And this is taking me back to, when I was writing the two books that I did on Hollywood and how Kubrick is a fascinating character because, it's hard to tell if he was maybe he's a conflicted person, right? So maybe at times he's wanting to get the story out and tell us what's really going on. And then at times he seems to be kind of co-opted by the system, by the establishment, particularly when he, you know, wants to do 2001, when he wants to do Barry Lyndon, right? The establishment comes to him and they say, we want you to, you know, to film this, to do this. And I think it's unfortunate because the arts are always co-opted by the system to promote propaganda. This goes all the way back to the ancient world. Plato knew this. This is why, I'm not saying it's right that he wanted to censor the arts, but this is the reasoning, the rationale that Plato had for the censoring of the arts is because they can be used to basically corrupt and toxify the society. But Kubrick really showed us so much of what was going on in these great films, right? So if you look at 2001, this is a classic because here we have the idea of Arthur C. Clarke, who's hanging around the occultists, hanging around Crowley, hanging around all these creeps and weirdos. And in the actual original screenplay, Clarke has Starchild, this apotheosized, you know, baby god, right, blowing up the planet. And Clarke, right, buying into this depopulation narrative. He puts this into the story because he's fantasizing basically about this idea of blowing up the planet and the elite becoming gods and going blasting off to, right, some other planet, some other galaxy. And I would add that a lot of people don't know, but if you look at 3001, which is one of the later follow-ups that Clarke wrote, the whole sort of battle between Hal and Bowman, it actually ends in the merger of Halman. And this is transhumanism, right? So the way that we get this God character that man becomes, right, the Deus Ex Machina, the man, the God from within the system, is through AI, through computers, right? So when you have this merger between man and machine, you get the new emergent deity, right? That's exactly what that whole sequence is about there. The birth of, right, the God-man who is not Christ, right, not Jesus, but the God-man, man himself, right, rejecting any sort of transcendent God, but man himself coming and emerging as God from within the system. And this is what Kubrick is telling us is really the underlying philosophy of the elite, literally. So if you want to understand this whole a plan, and the very thing that when I first came in, at the beginning of the show, what Alex said, what is the big plan? What are we looking at here, right? I talked about the age of transition. The age of transition is what 2001 is about, right? It's a space odyssey. What is the odyssey, right? Well, we think back to Homer, right? The Iliad, the Odyssey. And in that story, you have the idea of Odysseus goes on a journey. He goes and does battles and blah, 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 blah. And he has to come back, right? And it's about the returning home, this journey of ascent and return. Right, this is an old alchemical Neoplatonic idea of moving out of the one and then returning to the one being some form of God. Right, point being is just that this story is packed with so much esoteric and occult meaning that when you watch it, when you notice what happens with the Bowman character, is that it's literally like the Matrix. There's a sequence where he sees like forms, like he starts to see geometric Platonic forms. Right, when he's passing through the Stargate, and then he moves outside of the system, and so it's almost like Kubrick was portraying a Matrix, right? Bowman is inside the Matrix, he's inside this dimension, you could say. And so the goal of the occultists, the goal of the transhumanists is to pass beyond this limitation, this dimensional limitation, to achieve apotheosis, right? To get outside of time and space and the limitations of time and space. And they believe that computers and technology will do that. And that's why tech has always been their sort of, you know, that's the real magic for them. So when you hear about magic, when you hear about, oh, well, what is occult magic? Well, what is technology? How do they remember Arthur C. Clarke's third law, right? There's no distinction between sufficiently advanced technology and magic. So if you want to understand how to reconcile magic, so-called, the occult idea, alchemy, and, quote, technology, which, by the way, many of the occultists themselves believe is a reconciled system. They think it's actually hitting at the same point. This goes back to Blavatsky taught this, right? Theosophy is this whole system is about a kind of a luminous scientism, basically. That's where you find this convergence, right? And you will find all of that literally in 2001, A Space Odyssey. And I would add, too, that it's not just about the tech and the transhumanism. If you go further into Kubrick's canon and you go back and watch The Shining, what's amazing about The Shining is that this is a movie about abuse and trauma, trauma-based mind control. Think about, right, you've got the Jack Nicholson character who it's very clearly hinted at in the film has abused his son. Right? The reason for the dissociation in the son is because Jack Nicholson has abused him. And why has Jack Nicholson? Well, because it's generational, right? If you heard yesterday's show, Alex was talking about the abuse that goes on by the elite, particularly the Super Bowl, right, with the human trafficking, this kind of stuff. That's what is in this Kubrick film. Literally almost every one of Kubrick's film in some way, maybe not 2001, but most of them have this reference to the abuse of the young, the taking of innocence, which is a big part of how they traumatize and brainwash people on a micro scale that they then project on a macro scale through the mass public rituals like the Super Bowl, right? Or the big terror events, right? This kind of stuff, right? So in The Shining, what you have is this abuse that goes on. And I believe that it's really talking about a spiritual battle. Right? This film is about the spiritual warfare that goes on. The Overlook Hotel, it's really symbolic of this kind of haunted situation that we're entering into. Right? It's haunted America is basically what the hotel represents. That's why there's all those references to the Indian gods and the previous inhabitants and so forth. But the way that I know that is that specific sequence where you see, yeah, he's talking to the ghosts, right, the spirits of the dead and so forth. There's a specific sequence where we start to realize that this hotel, the manager says, right, is where the jet set used to hang out, the elite, right? And this is why Jack Nicholson starts to have these visions of these elaborate parties in the 20s and 30s and the gold room, right? So all this alchemical image. And the elite of that time, the jets, the British royals, right? the royalty even stay there, the manager says. And so that clues us into who's running the system. Maybe that suggests another, right, theme from Kubrick, which we find in Eyes Wide Shut, right, which is the elite with their secret societies, with their cults, with their secret doctrines, their gnosis, right? The same theme. And what else is in Eyes Wide Shut but the abuse of the young? Human trafficking, right? This comes up in Barry Lyndon. This comes up in Lolita, right? Kubrick film. Kubrick is constantly talking about this and showing us what's going on, but the public's eyes are wide shut, right? But what is the purpose, I think, of these films is in a dark sense, a kind of a ritual initiation. I think the films themselves are an initiation, right? We are almost like kind of the Tom Cruise character, Bill Harford, who's sort of being led along this journey throughout the film. And yeah, there's surrealist elements where we don't know if this is a waking state, a dream state, or whatever. But the point is that the Bill Harford character and Alice in Wonderland, right, the Nicole Kidman character, right, they go through this process and they are initiated. They see how the world really works. You've got high-powered, elite, super wealthy people into the occult, into this dark stuff. It involves human trafficking. Again, Kubrick was telling us this, right? This is what, 1999 film, Eyes Wide Shut, and it's all about what's out now, Epstein, right, this kind of stuff. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. You can get my books, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.